Hi, I'm Mike Dilk and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family and your friends. Each week I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Hi, Mike Dilk here with a big thank you for joining the Relax Back UK family this week. We're part of UK Health Radio, which is a network that has established itself as the world's number one talk health radio, specialising in health and well-being. The show is available, the Relax Back UK show is available on the UK Health Radio website and also on all the usual podcast outlets as well now. And for some episodes, and this is one of them, on my Relax Back UK YouTube channel. However you're listening, please do like and share if you can. And this is a great episode to be on the YouTube channel. It's a great episode anyway, but just a little bit different. For the first time on the Relax Back UK show, I'm going to do a water tasting. My guest is Doran Binder, and he's been on the show before talking about he bought a pub and pretty much by accident found out that it had a wonderful water supply that he pumped up from underneath the pub from meters below the ground surface. It came up into the pub and it's great tasting water. And he became a water expert after discovering that he had this wonderful resource kind of at his fingertips. And you can hear all about that story in last week's show. And this week I learn about how water really does have different tastes and different properties. I love the whole experience of the water tasting, and I hope you do too.
Right, so my guest today is Doran Binder, and we've chatted a couple of times before, Doran, so thank you very much for coming back. And this time, Doran has been very kind, and he sent me some water bottles through the mail. Because when we spoke, he said, you've got to do a tasting. And I thought, yeah, all right, let's do it. So I'm sitting here in front of my computer with five bottles of water that Doran has sent me. And also a couple of bottles of water from my tap. One that is just still as it comes out, and one I've added a few bubbles to. So, Doran, this is something that you kind of do. You do water tastings quite often. Is that right?
Yeah, every day at the moment, two or three a day. And it's absolutely fascinating to people. And it was fascinating to me. And hopefully, after the tasting today, Mike, you will never look at water in the same way again. Because today you'll understand that water has a taste and a mouthfeel. And that's a bit of a shock. It's like opening a Pandora's box.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. So, well, let's start, Doran. You just kind of walk me through it.
Okay. So as we've discussed before, minerality and the measurement of minerality is what gives water, natural water, its taste, flavour and mouthfeel. So TDS is the measurement of minerality. So we're going to start with an extremely low mineral water, VOS. Everyone knows it. So what you're going to do, Mike, is...
Can we just... Sorry.
TDS 40, by the way. So
can we just rewind a little bit? By minerality, you mean minerals that are dissolved in the water in the process of it bubbling through the ground or bubbling up from the ground, that sort of thing.
Correct. So in the world of natural water, the water gets filtered by the local land, the geology, and at the same time as it being filtered, it picks up minerality from that geology. So depending on the geology of the land, so just like with wine, where you get terroir, we get terroir in the world of natural water. So in the world of wine, you can have two identical grapevines growing in different fields, yielding different flavor wine due to the minerality that the roots of that vine are soaking up, and that has an impact on the flavor of the wine. So in water, it's exactly the same thing. So distilled water has a TDS, a measurement of minerality of zero, and seawater will have a measurement between 30 and 40,000 of minerality. And we're going to experiment today with waters ranging from 40 all the way up to 15,000 TDS, okay. Naturally occurring, bottled at source, flavoured by Mother Nature.
And so just so that the units of TDS
what? Yep. At milligrams per litre.
Okay, right. Sorry, I keep interrupting. Off we go. I've got the same bottle as you.
Look. Yeah, so we've got a bottle of Voss, TDS 40. Bear in mind that zero TDS is distilled water. So when we do a tasting now, Mike, put about 3 fingers worth of water in your glass. Take a big mouthful, swirl it around your mouth for about 5 seconds, like a mouthwash, rinse your mouth with it. And that first rinse is basically calibration of your mouth. So give that a good 5 seconds, swallow it, and then come back and take a sip. I'll see you in about 5 seconds.
Okay, I sloosh that around, swallowed it. Now what?
Yeah, now take a sip. Drink again. And what you should notice now is possibly a dry mouth sensation. I find it hard to talk. So the top of my tongue and the top of my mouth feel tacky. They feel slightly dry. My lips start feeling a little bit numb.
All right.
I don't know if you're picking up on that.
Well,
it's like a tacky dry mouth sensation.
Possibly. If you hadn't suggested it, I don't think I would have picked up on it. I would have said,
Absolutely right.
I would have said, you know, it tastes like water. Nothing bad, but nothing outrageous. It's water. Very fine.
Correct. Now, when we don't give it a thought, we just drink it because we don't think there's anything to think about. But you should be noticing now that your lips start feeling dry and tacky.
Yeah, I want more.
Hard for you to drink a little bit. You want more? Because it doesn't clench first. It leaves you with almost like a sharp, crisp, metallic water. And for me, this demonstrates clearly what's happening there is that the water, because it's so low in minerality, it's absorbing, leaching the lining in your mouth. And as you swallow that water isn't giving you minerality. It's taking minerality away from your body. So distilled, when people drink distilled water, zero TDS, it's fantastic for your car battery because it has no minerality in it. So you don't get the buildup of minerality on the connection points. But for the human body, it's not a comfortable water to drink. Now, before I knew anything about water, I would buy Voss. I had no idea that it was the water that was giving me that sensation. I used to think it was my mouth or something I'd eaten, but it's the water. So any water with a TDS below 50 gives you that dry mouth sensation. And if you don't think about it, if you're not tuned into it, you probably won't even notice it. Yeah. But once you are tuned into it, you'll now notice going forward that extreme low TDS waters give you that sensation.
But I find it hard to talk. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you get dry wines, which, you know, I drink a dry wine and I like it. You know, I enjoy it. So there is no right or wrong. Yeah. If I fancy the glass of water, I'd be quite happy with that at the minute.
Okay. So there is no right or wrong in what we're talking about. And just like with wine, if I say to you, what's the best wine? What's your favorite wine? I don't drink, but we would have different favorites. It's exactly the same thing now in the world of water. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that Krag is the best water in the world. No, I'm going to highlight the differences between them and why they're different. So if we go to Krag now, TDS 120, right. This is the Krag still, Mike, the blue one.
Yeah, I've got Krag blue, yeah.
Yeah, so do this exactly the same thing again now, TDS 120. Swirl it around your mouth for 5 seconds, swallow it, and then take another mouthful. And what this will do is, in the same glass, yeah, as long as you finish the Voss and there isn't anything left over of Voss.
So yeah, what Krag should do now... swirling is sound effects there for the radio.
Okay. But hopefully now what you've noticed straight away is your mouth is now wet and rehydrated, and you've noticed that the water was creamy, silky, and smooth. And go again. So you can tune into that.
Absolutely different. No question that it's quite different, actually.
Shockingly different, isn't it? It's like, wow.
Yeah, surprisingly different. Yeah.
And people describe Krag as a creamy, smooth, silky water.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, Mike, is magnesium and calcium. By complete luck, nothing to do with me. It's just the way the water's filtered, the way it's picking up the minerality, and the way magnesium and calcium interact, give that sensation in the mouth.
Yeah. And so we're just to remind people, this is the water that kind of bubbles up in the back room of your pub, pretty much.
27 meters below where I'm standing. Yeah, we pump it up, 27 meters.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Well, so hopefully you have a bit more of that. I like that.
Yeah, it's a basic crag for me is a hydration water. So for me, hydration water is between TDS 100 and 250. I can knock back volumes of them. I do about 4 liters a day of that water. But I use different minerality for different jobs. Right. Contrex, hopefully, is the next
Doran,
one you've got.
Can I just ask you a question? You say this is a hydration water. Like, if you drink this that we tried first, it's not going to dehydrate you. It's still going to hydrate you, isn't it?
But it doesn't give you the satisfaction. So the mental satisfaction in your head of having a wet mouth is a big psychological thing. So when you're drinking water and your mouth feels dry, it doesn't clench your thirst like a hydration water would. So Voss, for me, is a great water. So if I was eating sushi, Voss would be my water of choice for sushi. It's a sharp, crisp water. Doesn't take anything away. And as we go up in minerality, you'll kind of see now how water can impact the flavor of food. But that's a different chapter, Mike. We'll come to that one another day.
All right.
Hopefully the next one is Contrex.
Contrex, yes. Okay, so I've got a plastic bottle of Contrex here.
Contrex comes from France. TDS 2000. Do the same thing again.
Okay. Okay, so this is a much higher content of minerals. So my impression is it's like the same effect as crag, but more so. Is that what you
now always... we have a taste? Yeah, have you tried it yet?
Yeah. There's a lot more to it. In fact, it almost feels a little soapy.
It's earthy. It's heavy. I do quite a bit of open water swimming, and sometimes you get a bit of natural water in your mouth, and you can taste now the minerality on the side of your tongues. This water has a flavour. What's interesting about this water? Is that on my tastings, I've had loads of people that say to me, I've been on holiday in France, I drank that water, I never noticed that taste before. What have you done to it? All I've done to it is made you aware that it has a taste. And suddenly then it's kind of mind-blowing. And this is where water becomes really interesting because it's the holy grail. It has taste, flavor, mouthfeel, and zero badness. It's just good for us. And you know, and this water might not be your favorite water, but it's certainly different to the other two. Do you agree with that?
Oh, God, yeah, totally. Very, very different. Very different. I wonder, actually, and this is, again, another topic. I found this one slightly less pleasant. I wonder if that's partly psychological. I mean, I don't like the bottle.
I think there is an element of that, but I must say, all the tastings I've done, I don't think I've ever met anyone that did like Contrex when you're lining them up and comparing them. Right. If you just went to the shop and you bought a bottle of Contrex, you probably wouldn't give it a second thought. You'd probably just knock it back and not even think about it. Yeah, and that's why this is so interesting. Thank you, mate. Right, sparkling water is where we are now.
Very good.
Now, sparkling water is mind-blowingly brilliant. There are two different categories in the world of sparkling water. We have natural carbonation, where the water comes out of the ground, carbonated by Mother Nature naturally. And then we have mechanical carbonation, which is carbonated mechanically. Within each of those categories, we have four different levels of carbonation. Effervescent, light, classic, and bold. So when people say to me, I don't like sparkling water, hey, there are so many different types. And I've certainly three bottles that are different and unique. So hopefully you've got a can of Perrier there.
Yes.
Okay, so Perrier is natural carbonation. Now, with sparkling water, mate, you don't need to swirl it around your mouth. You can just drink it because the carbonation does the swirling for you.
Okay.
So Perry is probably, well, it's 450 TDS, natural carbonation. It's the heaviest carbonation you can get. And I find it undrinkable. See what you think.
See, I quite like just the feeling, the bubbly feeling. Okay. I find it quite pleasurable.
So first, I find it completely overpowering, and it's like it hurts my tongue. It's like I can't swallow it without pulling a face.
I'm having a bit of a throwback to childhood when my parents gave me those fizzy aspirins when I had a headache.
Right. Now, Perrier reminds me, remember when you were a kid, you had the magic dust powder that used to explode on your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Perrier reminds me of, that sensation on my tongue, and I don't like it. It's like it burns it a little bit. Yeah. And so I'm not a fan of Perrier, but again, you like it, and that's brilliant. We are allowed to like different waters, and that's the whole point of the conversation.
Yeah. But it's quite, really quite different. So do you think, does the Perrier, does that have a lot of minerals in, or is the effect just from the bubbles?
The effect is both. The effect is both, but the bubbles are so overpowering that it doesn't really matter what's going on in that water. It's just such a high level of carbonation. But it's natural and it's beautiful. So it's not my favourite, but I still appreciate it and love it for what it is, because any water that's been carbonated by Mother Nature, flipping heck, you know, must have been mind-blowing when that source was discovered hundreds of years ago. Can you imagine discovering a source of water that's naturally carbonated hundreds of years ago? Would have been mind-blowing.
So is it, I mean, are there many sources of naturally carbonated water? I can't believe that there are that many in the world.
Oh, yeah, there are. And that is where it becomes really, really interesting. And for me, this is where water becomes so exciting, because we have taste, we have flavour. And again, it's just goodness. So bear in mind Perrier. We're now going to go to Krag Sparkling, which is the green bottle of Krag.
Yeah.
And because of my dislike of heavily carbonated water, I decided with Krag that we were going to do the exact opposite. We were going to go for mechanical effervescent carbonation, which is why we've won an award at the Fine Water Society Hollywood last year. We won a silver medal, first British water to be awarded, because we carbonate our water by hand. And again, completely different from Perrier. Hopefully you agree.
Yeah, so my impression is that that's actually, it's a much lighter sort of effect. Still really nice, though, actually.
You can knock it back.
I could knock this back. This could be a session water.
You see, exactly right. So Krag Sparkling, Krag Still is in Sketch, Mayfair. We've been there since January this year, 3 Michelin star. There's nobody on the planet that carbonates like we do. So normal mechanical carbonation is on a production line.
Yeah.
And it's just aggressive carbonation. We carbonate by hand. We use a machine called a Frisonet. We do 2 bottles at a time, and it produces the most beautiful water. So why does our sparkling taste like that? For 2 reasons. The still water is beautifully smooth and creamy and silky, and then it's carbonated in the most delicate way you can do it by hand, which is ridiculously time-consuming, but produces a stunning water, and that's why we did it.
I'm going to have some more. I like this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. All right.
They're completely different, aren't they? These two are like chalk and cheese. You agree? Perrier and Krag, opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And both sparkling water. So that's quite an interesting thing.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, the next water you're going to taste, Mike, is going to change your life. I'm just warning you, Vichy Catalan, when I first tried it, and I still get excited by it, is mind-blowing. 3,052 TDS. It's the biggest-selling water in Spain. And now, this is where water becomes mind-blowing. Natural carbonation, Mike.
So this, when I opened it, this I had to be careful that I was going to, some was going to bubble out.
Yeah.
Look at that. I don't know if you can see that. This is bubbling dramatically.
And for me, Mike, this is one of the most exciting waters I've ever tried in my life. It's mind-blowing, and hopefully it's going to change your whole perception of what water can be and what water can taste like.
That is very different. Wow. Okay. So if I had just drunk that, and if it had come out of my tap, I would think, oh, hang on. Maybe is that slightly salty or something? There's definitely something very different. I like the sparkles again because that's I just enjoy that. But the taste very different. What's in it? Is it salty?
Yeah, very, very salty, really high in sodium. And it's just packed full of minerality. Now, we have to bear in mind that in the world we live in today, electrolytes is marketing talk for minerality. This is an energy drink, a naturally occurring energy drink that has nothing in it other than goodness for the human body. And that's why this is so important that we understand and appreciate. Because, Mike, as an example, I think I've told you this before. Châteldon 1650 is another naturally carbonated water, 1800 TDS, comes from France, been bottled at the source since 1650, been the water of the Vatican since 1650, monarchs, politicians, business leaders all over the world. Before 1650, it was drunk by Roman soldiers on their way to battle because they knew that this water gave them superpowers. So the elites have known about the quality and the impact that quality water has for hundreds of years, and yet we are supposed to drink chlorinated tap water that smells like a swimming pool and just accept it. And I can now understand and demonstrate, really, in my opinion, what's going on here. Water is critical to the human body, and naturally occurring water is the Holy Grail. Because if you landed from Mars tomorrow, Mike, and you picked up a can of Coke Zero, and it's got four green traffic lights on it out of five traffic light system, you would think that's a healthy beverage and that's a bottle of water. But water should be reclassified. Water is human medicine. It's not a beverage. It's the one liquid on the planet that only does us good. No additive, no sweetener, no dairy, no caffeine, nothing. Just human medicine. So I would like to highlight and raise awareness to how important water is and how incredible it is and how we shouldn't just accept that water's water, because it isn't.
Well, you've just demonstrated that very ably to me. So that was very interesting. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Now, in your quest to do this, you're doing this from your pub with Crag Spring. Now, you sent me two bottles, one sparkling and one non-sparkling. I really like them. And actually, tell us a little bit about the operation there, because about the bottles, really, because these bottles, I was talking about bottles, saying I didn't like this bottle so much because it's a plastic nondescript thing. This bottle is actually a very pleasing shape. Did you kind of do that on purpose or just choose a bottle?
No, so, okay, so there's a couple of unique things with Crag. It's reusable glass only. We only sell it in reusable glass. So all of our customers, all of those bottles are collected, washed, and reused. So for me, that's kind of like the number one thing that makes this different. The look of the bottle, I think water in glass just tastes nicer. There's no doubt about it. You know, when you pick up a plastic bottle of water and it makes that squishy noise, it's just not an attractive noise. It doesn't sound good. But glass is fantastic. And what got me about this, Michael, is single-use glass should be banned. It shouldn't even be allowed. I've got bottles in circulation today, Mike, that's 4 years old. So when we use a glass bottle once and we put it in a grey bin and we pat ourselves on the back like we've done something clever, we could have used that bottle 1,000 times. And that's the option that I wanted to give consumers, is that if you want to drink bottled water, you don't have to fill up your bin now with bottles because we're going to wash and reuse them. So for me, that's the main driver.
Okay. So if I'm, I don't know, anywhere in the UK and I think, right, I'd like some Crag. So can I get it delivered to the door and sort of, is there like a milkman?
Yeah, so we're growing. The network is growing and it does complicate our sales, obviously, because it doesn't work in shops. It doesn't work in parks. It doesn't work where people buy and go because they don't return the bottle. And I say to anybody and everybody, if you don't want to return the bottle, please don't buy Crag. Go and buy anyone else's water because no one cares what you do with their bottle. But Crag is for the people that love water and want to do the right thing and want to be able to environmentally not feel guilty by drinking bottled water. So the way we operate is we deliver a crate to your door. All of our customers subscribe, the people that buy from us directly. And in 4 weeks' time or two, whenever you get your next order, we collect the empties in a crate. We leave the crate with you. We collect the empty crate and we leave you with a fresh one. So we've got bottles that are 4 years old that are still working today with the same label on it. And that makes me really proud because I want to make a difference here in the UK. Get people away from single-use glass and single-use plastic with a really good offering of beautiful quality water, priced right, in a reusable manner that's kind to the environment. And that, for me, is key. Okay, really, really important.
I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you in the past. This little practical demonstration has been very eye-opening. I really enjoyed it. In fact, what I want to do is I want to take this one step further, because before I started, what I did is I took my tap water and I put it in the soda stream because I like fizzy water. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a sip of that and then straight after some of the Crag sparkling. And
the way to do it is do Crag first, all right, and then do the tap. Because if you do it the other way round, you'll contaminate your mouth with the chlorine. So if you do Crag first and then you do the tap, you'll then notice the difference. So we go from low to high, ideally.
Yep, that one had a bit of Vichy left. So that won't work. Right, so this is the Crag Sparkling. It's just very pleasant, and I enjoy the kind of sparkling. Right, so let's down that. Feel. Right, again, it's not such a pretty bottle, which psychologically I think makes a difference to me. Right, listen.
Now, give this a smell, that, Mike. Smell it first. Can you smell the chlorine?
Well, actually,
you might not.
Where I live, I'm in St. Albans. The water's very hard, and I rarely get the chloriney smell. So I must be far enough away from the plant that I don't really notice that. I'm not noticing that.
Now think about how your mouth feels after you've swallowed the water.
Yeah. So it feels more of that dryness that you were describing, I think. Very much so, yeah. It's not as a pleasant sensation as your Crag Sparkling by any means. So yeah. Very interesting.
Now, one thing to bear in mind as well, Mike, can you imagine the children? So children's taste buds are so sensitive because they haven't been ruined by curries and alcohol and smoking, whatever. So when we try and get children to drink chlorinated tap water, and the number of people that get in touch with me and tell me that their dog will not drink tap water, but quite happily drinks from a muddy puddle in a farmyard. But when we try and get children to drink chlorinated tap, to me, that's a really bad way of getting children to drink more water. And then the worst thing we could do is we add cordial to chlorinated tap to teach children that water isn't a drink worth drinking on its own, and you can only drink it with an additive. I've got six kids. They've all been brought up on quality water. They love it. Their favourite drink. Kids are not stupid. They appreciate good quality water. And if we can spell chlorine as adults to children, it's even stronger.
Sure. Well, my children are home because it's Easter holidays at the moment. So as soon as we log off, I'm going to get them to try these different waters. And I think that will be quite a lot of fun.
So remember, go from low to high, Mike, in TDS. Low to high, so they get the full sensation.
I'll do it the same way that you took me through it. So, look, Doran, absolutely fascinating. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. Now, if people are listening to this, or watching this and thinking, yeah, all right, I would like to find out a bit more about this sort of thing, can you point them to a good source of information?
My TikTok, my Facebook, Doran Bynder, the Bearded Water Sommelier, all I do now is talk about everything I've learned. So in 2017, before I started my crag journey, I knew two things about water. I knew that if there was water nearby, I was in it. And I also knew that if I went round to my grandparents' house with a bottle of water in my hand, my nana would go mad at me. There's nothing wrong with tap. Why are you being flash? And that's all I knew about water. So, you know, 6 years ago, I thought water was water. Since then, I've been learning, and everything I'm learning, I want to share with people, because I think it's our human right to understand the importance that good quality water has on the human body that's made of blimmin' water. Surely that makes sense.
Well, certainly, I've enjoyed tasting these. Absolutely brilliant. So, Doran, thank you so much for taking the time to take me through it and sending these bottles to me so I could do that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to show you that water is not water. Love it.
You're extremely welcome. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you to Doran Bynder of Crag Spring Water for being such a great guest on the show this week and for taking me through the water tasting. I really enjoyed it. In fact, I feel a bit thirsty now. I'm going to have to go off and have a drink. And of course, as ever, thank you to you for listening or indeed watching if you were on the YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.